This is Akashvani. The news read by Prashant Kumar Sinha. The Defense Research and Development Organization, DRDO, successfully conducted the maiden flight tests of the Integrated Air Defense Weapon System, IADWS, off the coast of Odisha yesterday. The IADWS is a multi-layered air defense system comprising all indigenous quick-reaction surface-to-air missiles, advanced very-short air-range defense system missiles, and a high-power laser-based directed energy weapon. In a social media post, Defense Minister Rajnath Singh congratulated the DRDO, the Indian Armed Forces and the industry for successful development of integrated air defense weapon system. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh today said that India is fully prepared for its first ever human spaceflight mission named Gaganyaan, and this is not just a technological achievement, but a new chapter in the journey of a self-reliant India. The Defense Minister said this while addressing the felicitation ceremony in New Delhi of Gaganyatris, Group Captains Shubhanshu Shukla, Prashant Balakrishnan Nair, Ajit Krishnan and Angad Pratap, who have been selected for this mission.
भारत की स्पेस जर्नी की ओर देखते हैं तो हम पाते हैं कि हमारा कंट्रीब्यूशन केवल स्पेस में उपग्रह भेजने तक सीमित नहीं है आज भारत चंद्रमा से लेकर मंगल ग्रह तक अपनी उपस्थिति दर्ज करा चुका है आज भारत गगनयान जैसे मिशंस के लिए भी पूरी तरह तैयार है मैं इसे केवल तकनीकी उपलब्धि के रूप में नहीं देखता बल्कि आत्मनिर्भर भारत का नया अध्याय है जहां हम विश्व की बड़ी स्पेस पावर्स के बीच खड़े हो रहे हैं
Union Home Minister Amit Shah inaugurated a two-day All India Speakers Conference at the Delhi Assembly in the national capital today. The conference marks the centenary of election of Vitthalbhai Patel as India's first speaker of the Central Legislative Assembly. Speaking on the occasion, the Home Minister emphasized that just as the country's freedom was important, it was equally essential to ensure that the nation was run democratically after independence. He said that Vitthalbhai Patel laid the foundation for establishing democratic governance based on Indian ideas.
विवेक विचार और विधान तीन ही चीजों पर विधानसभा का और लोकसभा राज्यसभा का पूरा काम निर्भर है जब ये तीन चीजों का पूरा सम्मान सभापति के द्वारा किया जाता है तब अपनी पार्टी के हित से ऊपर उठकर विधानसभाएं देश का और प्रदेश का विचार करती है लोकसभा देश का विचार करती है दल हित से ऊपर उठकर राष्ट्रहित का विचार ही हम सबको लोकतंत्र की अंतिम गरिमामय ऊंचाई तक पहुंचाने का एकमात्र रास्ता है
The Election Commission has said that documents of more than 98% electors have been received till now to file claims and objections to the draft electoral roll of Bihar. In a statement, the Commission said that 8 more days are still left for people to file claims and objections. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has extended greetings on the occasion of Prakash Purab of Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji. In a social media post, he said that timeless teachings of Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji continue to illuminate lives across the world, reminding us of the values of compassion, humility and service. He added that these teachings inspire humanity to strengthen the spirit of unity and harmony. The Prime Minister urged people to always walk the path of wisdom, shown by Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji, and to strive to build a better planet. Moving on to sports, Indian shooter Aishwarya Pratap Singh Tomar has won the gold medal in the 50-meter rifle 3 position at the 16th Asian Shooting Championship in Shymkent, Kazakhstan. He scored 462.5 points to finish on the top. China's Wen Xiuzhao won silver medal with 462 points, while Japan's Naoya Okada claimed bronze with 445.8 points. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a red alert for extremely heavy rainfall over East Rajasthan and Jammu and Kashmir. It also forecast heavy to very rainfall at other parts. And that is the end of this news bulletin.